And now it's time for your financial destination with Roger Hamilton, with strategies to enhance or improve your retirement income.
Hello, I'm Roger Hamilton, and welcome to Your Financial Destination. Well, I'm very pleased to announce a new or expanded show here on Seaside FM. So for the next 15 minutes, we'll go into more depth and detail on strategies to enhance or improve your retirement income. So we're going to go through some details in the show. So I'm on five times a week, those two-minute segments, heard on Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Friday afternoon, Saturday mornings, five times a week here on Seaside FM. And most of those segments I do are real-life customers, real-life clients. And I want those situations to appeal to you, to relate to you, the listener, as that sounds a bit like what might benefit you. Many of you have heard me on Frank Cameron, which follows this show, by the way. So we spoke with Seaside, and we decided to add a new show, an expanded version of my two-minute segments, now a 15-minute talk show, but not only about ways to improve your retirement, but also a wider range of financial topics. So later on in these shows, I plan to be joined by specialists, mortgage brokers, group insurance, tax planners, debt consultants, auto lease specialists, anybody, anything related to finance that might help you, the listener, benefit from. You'll also hear from some of my own clients as well, and how their investments have performed since coming on board, some 10 years ago, some this past year, some 5 years ago, many of which have come from this station and are probably listening right now. And I think, for the most part, are quite pleased with their performance and their improved returns on their investments. And these investments can be whether they're segregated or seg funds, which we'll talk a lot about, private equity, the guaranteed market-linked, money for life, could be talking with GICs, ETFs, tax-free investments, not savings, but investments, how to get growth in your RSP and your RIF and your locked-in LIRA, your locked-in retirement account, and how to unlock a LIRA. We'll talk about pension plans, life insurance, how to get life insurance at almost any age. And are you too old to switch or make investments? I get that call quite a bit. And I know Seaside is a mature audience. Well, I'm not sure what your age is, but I have clients who came on board in their mid-80s. They were 83 and 85, and now they're almost 90. They've come on board the last few years. And they're making the best returns they've ever made in their life, even during this COVID crisis. So you're never too late to invest. But we want the show to be educational, interesting, and as interesting as finance investments can be, but with knowledge, giving you knowledge and a slight bit of comfort and humor. I'll use a lot of analogies to make things both simple and smart. We want you to be informed and comfortable in your investment decision. It's like driving new machinery or a computer program. You see it for the very first time and not quite understanding it, but you're shown once or twice. Well, that's what you want your investments to be like, knowing what you have for investments and why. Why do I have this fund? What does this fund do? What should I expect out of this? So we'll dig a bit deeper. Right now, we're going to take this short break, and let's dig into your investments, what they might be doing so far this year.
Knowing which investments that outperform and that are suitable to your goals and needs can be overwhelming. Understanding the advantages of growth segregated funds and or market linked indexes might have over balanced mutual funds could benefit your investments now and for estate planning later on. Diversifying part of your portfolio in private equity funds could have a significant impact on your retirement income. On your financial destination show, we'll discuss these strategies and more to enhance your retirement income.
On the Financial Destination Show, we want you to become more educated, knowledgeable, and comfortable with your investments. Check your results over the past 5 years. Do you feel they should have done better? What would you change to improve performance over the next 5 years? Tune in every Thursday morning at 9:15 to hear more on how to improve your retirement income.
And welcome back. So how has 2020 been for you so far, investment-wise? I know it's been a very strange year and tough year for many of us here in this province. But investment-wise, how has 2020 been so far after 7 months? Let's look back. Now, if you panicked and sold during the market downturn, which is around March, early March, you lost. You panicked. Fear and greed are the two factors in people's decisions that will cause them to lose money. Too much fear? Too much greed, and fear is the biggest emotion. And I know it was tough. If you bought in, now, if you bought in March, you made huge gains. I had clients came on board who transferred their money in February and March and April. Some of them couldn't reach their bank. We talked about that. They were on hold for about an hour. I said, well, enough of that. I'll reach someone who can take my call. And many clients come over. Perhaps they listened in and want to make some changes. Well, good luck or good timing, whatever the case was, they made some substantial gains since mid-March, up double-digit returns since then, some nice returns. And for those who stayed the course, simply, I'm not going to buy, I can't sell right now, I'm just going to hold in. They've done well. They were up already this year after 7 months, ahead of where they were on January 1. But let's get back to the panickers. And what happened? Well, one, too much TV. And I know globally, we were shut down and you had to be in your home, and so you would watch TV. And mostly what you would watch would be probably, you know, CBC and BNN, some good news channels, but the news wasn't very pleasant in a lot of different areas, especially the markets and the economy as the world was shutting down. And it would tend to get people to overthink what they had to do, and they'd see on the news that these stockbrokers were selling and holding cash and doing things. You're not a stockbroker, you're an investment. It's like being in a waiting room and watching a surgeon perform surgery on your own family. It would cause you to be nervous. You're best off to wait outside. Go back in the waiting room. We'll let you know when it's fine. You shouldn't be here. You're too emotional. Go back in the waiting room. Don't talk to anybody. Don't touch anything. We'll let you know when your investments are back up. How long will it be? We don't know. But they'll come back up, which they did. By May or June, it recovered. There's more ups and downs, but they had recovered. So don't panic. And don't sell. If your house were to drop in value quickly, now's a good time to list it? Absolutely not. You wait. So too much TV would be the cause of some of that fear and greed. But for the long-term people, and you'll hear me talk a lot about patience over panic. Patience. It's a long-term. Not 5 weeks, not 5 months, multiple five-year plans. That's how you get ahead. And you ignore the bad stuff and just go with the good when you can. So we're going to talk about a lot about segregated funds, seg funds, call for short. Seg funds are like mutual funds, only they have an insurance aspect to them. The biggest part, not the biggest part, but one of the most important parts for older clients, 50 and older, is the fact that the money is life insured. If something happens to me, if I had $100,000 and something happened to me, I died, and the money happened to fall. I had $100,000, the market fell like it did in March. My $100,000 on paper is worth $90,000. And something happened to me and I passed on. My wife, my beneficiary, my spouse would get the $100,000, the original amount that I brought in. That's a big deal when you're 50, 60, 70, 80. My money is insured. I want my life insured when I'm younger because I have all those years ahead of me and not a lot of money. It's the lost income I'm trying to insure. Now that I'm 50, 60, 70, I should have a lot of money or a lot more money than I did when I was 20, and unfortunately a little bit less life. That's the numbers. So I want my money insured. And it bypasses probate, segregated funds. And those who have had to go through that in a funeral, that Uncle Harry or your dad left money and you have to wait 6 months to get it. The funeral business is bad enough, but to have to wait for money that was left to you, it's a long time. Segregated funds bypass all that. Money's passed out within very quick time. But the biggest reason people go for segregated funds, good ones, are the growth, the returns. We'll talk about Fidelity American. Canadian, international. When you're investing, you want to be global, U.S., Canada, international. And let's go back 10 years, 2010. What was happening 10 years ago? Well, Crosby scored that goal. Sidney Crosby in the Olympics, that goal, the golden goal, the Vancouver Olympics, that's 10 years ago. Maybe you're testing out your new iPad. iPads come out in 2010. iPhones in 08, you got a new iPad in 2010. Or maybe you're watching the movie Inception or Iron Man 2. So back then, we went to hockey games and movies. But maybe you decided to buy Fidelity American 10 years ago. And that fund in the past 10 years has averaged an average annual return of 11.5% per year. That means if you had $100,000 back in 2010 and did nothing, never watched the news, didn't worry about it, that $100,000 today is worth over $250,000. And if you put $1,000 away in that fund for the last 10 years, $12,000 a year, maybe an RSP, you added $120,000 to your original $100,000, $220,000 invested. That fund today is worth $475,000. So all you have to do is make your lunch, go to work, but have good growth funds. So the biggest key in growth are returns, but just as important, and maybe even more so, is the time. Don't lose the time. Don't go into low funds. Money, the biggest aspect you can have is the time. Money will come back. It did in March. If you lose time, you can't get it. And I often talk about there's no refund on lost time, and you lose 10 years of poor investments, you don't get it back. All right, we'll take another break. We'll sum it up in a few minutes.
Welcome to Your Financial Destination Show, an educational investment series hosted by Roger Hamilton, featuring strategies to enhance your retirement income. During his 10 years as a financial advisor, Roger has provided sound advice on how to improve personal investments to hundreds of people, many of whom are Seaside FM listeners. To discuss how to improve your investments, email Roger at roger@yourfinancialdestination.ca. Visit yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-5879.
Does it seem that after several years, you're just getting older and your investments are not doing any better? What should you be doing? Are there simple strategies to improve your retirement income that you weren't advised on, you missed out on, and wish to change? Stay tuned. Roger will cover these topics. At any time, email your questions to Roger at yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-5879.
And we're back. Let's summarize what we've talked about already this morning. So first off, of course, the advantages of segregated or seg funds. Yes, the life insurance aspect, the bypass the probate, but the biggest are good quality funds that give you solid returns. And not just this year, but every year, year after year. Fund movements, the funds that move up and down, they're not the risky. Don't lose money that way. You lose by losing time, having poor funds or not being invested at all. The one statement I get from clients often as they come on board, 5 years ago, last year, this spring, I wish we had done this sooner. It's nice to hear. So there's never too late. We can always make some movements in your funds and improve things. The one thing you'll learn, patience over panic. It's not a 5-week course. It's not a 5-month course. Fear and greed, eliminate that. It's patience over panic. And also know what funds you have and why. Why do I have this fund? What does this fund do for me? And why do I want to improve on that fund? So I'm located at Sackville Drive. My home office is in Dartmouth. You can email me any questions on this show or anything else to roger@yourfinancialdestination.ca. That's Roger, R-O-G-E-R, at yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-5879. Visit the website, yourfinancialdestination.ca. A lot of these blogs are on that website. You can rehear them again. So we thank you for listening. Frank Cameron Presents is next. I'm Roger Hamilton. Enjoy your day, stay safe, and stay invested.